Thank you, Brother Todd. Tell you what, if y'all give me just a minute, we'll baptize. Why don't you take your Bible and turn to the book of Hosea in your Old Testament. Hosea chapter number 6. Hosea chapter number 6. Hosea chapter number 6. One verse of scripture and a quick thought. While some of these were testifying, I just kind of quietly asked the Lord what He wanted me to do. It'd be real easy just to go ahead and baptize and say the Lord's met with us. Then the Lord has met with us tonight. There's no doubt about that. But felt like the Holy Spirit would have me just say a couple of things to you. And I promise won't be a whole sermon tonight. But I do want to give you something, just a thought. Hosea chapter number 6. How many of you, be honest now, don't lie. How many of you have read the book of Hosea? Raise your hand. Say, how many of you have read the book of Hosea? See, that's a hard thing sometimes about preaching, especially about from obscure places in the Bible like this. If God's people would read God's word, it'd make it a whole lot easier when you got to the preaching time. Amen? But Hosea is a wonderful, wonderful book. Of course, we have the story of Hosea and his wayward wife, Gomer, and how that she goes out into prostitution and sin, and God has Hosea go and purchase her back, and just a great picture of what the Lord Jesus done for us, and boy, how we're wayward children at best, wouldn't you say? Amen. But how many times have God came and brought us back and brought us back? But I want to look at one verse of Scripture tonight in Hosea chapter 6 and verse number 3. Give me, maybe 10 minutes. Will that be all right? Hosea chapter number 6 and verse number 3. The Bible said, "Then shall we know if we follow on to know the Lord." Somebody ought to underline in your Bible, "If we follow on to know the Lord. His going forth is prepared as the morning, and he shall come to us as the rain, as the latter and former rain upon the earth." I want to focus just for a few minutes on that thought. If we follow on to know the Lord. He said, then shall we know if we follow on to know the Lord. Listen, it is important, I think, outside of knowing that you're saved, I think one of the most important things you can know in your life is what God's will for your life is. Yes, sir. How many of you agree that God has a will for your life? Yes, sir. You don't have to say amen or raise your hand, but I wonder how many of us could say in our heart, "I know I'm right in the dead center of it." Amen. Not many Christians can say yes or amen to that. They know the will of God for their life, but they're not seeking the will of God for their life. Amen? I think one of the greatest things you can do is find out what God's will is and then hotly pursue it in your life. Amen? Whatever that deal is, if it's to preach, man. Hey, when God called me to preach, listen now, I'm going to be real gentle how I say this. I don't see how some of you guys sit still. I really don't. When God put, maybe He called you to preach different than He did me, but when God called me to preach, He put something down in here.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. And it was burning. It had to come out. I have to preach. I have no choice. If I don't preach, I will blow up.
Amen.
I mean, I just something I've got to do. Why? Because that's God's will for my life. That's what He chose for me to do. And therefore, I enjoy doing it.
Yeah.
Amen. By the way, I don't think God will ever reveal His will for your life and that will be something you don't like.
Yeah, that's right.
Amen. I didn't think I wanted to be a preacher. I wanted to be a professional bass fisherman. Little did I know, preaching was a whole lot more fun than fishing.
Yeah.
Amen. People laugh when I say that. That was my dream. That's what, if I could have done anything I wanted to do, that's what I wanted to do. Amen. But now I wouldn't trade what I do for... every largemouth bass in the world. Amen?
Yes, sir.
Let me give you three words from this scripture tonight that I hope will help you in finding the will of God and doing the will of God. If you want to jot these down somewhere, write down the word walk. Write down the word walk. To walk is a thing of action. It's a thing of doing. It's not a sitting and doing nothing. Amen. It takes something. It takes effort to walk.
Yes, sir.
He said, then shall we know. There's an if in there.
Amen.
Then shall we know if we, what?
Follow
on to know the Lord.
Amen.
Then shall we know if we follow on to know the Lord. In other words, God has a desire to show us His will. But we have a part in that.
Yes, sir. Amen.
We're not going to find the will of God with our head stuck in the ground somewhere saying, oh, preacher, pray that I find the will of God.
Yeah,
I've often said this, and I'm going to say it again. I don't think anybody ever found the will of God by hunting it. Amen. These men in the Bible that God used in great, great and mighty ways, I don't think they ran around hunting the will of God. I think they ran around doing the will of God. Amen. You will find the will of God by doing the will of God. If we'll follow God in our daily walk, amen, then we'll learn the will of God. Does that make sense? If we'll just follow God in our daily walk, then we'll learn the will of God for our lives. Amen. I don't think God always reveals such a big picture. I think God reveals His will in our lives step by step and day by day. Amen. I don't want to know where I'm going to be 15 years from now. It may scare me and I may quit. Amen. But I want to know where God wants me tomorrow. Amen. I'm not worried about the future. I'm worried about now.
Yes,
amen. God reveals His will to us sometimes step by step and day by day. Seldom does He reveal much in advance, but what we need to know at the time we need to know it. Amen.
Amen.
And we find that out by just following on to know the Lord.
Yes,
and if you'll just follow on to know the Lord, if you're in pursuit of Him, He'll show you what He wants you to do. Amen. We okay with that? Listen, if we want to know what God wants us to do tomorrow, how many of you want to know what God wants you to do tomorrow?
Yes, sir.
This is real deep now. This is real deep. I told you, give me 10 minutes, I'm done. It's real deep. How many of you want to know what God wants you to do tomorrow? Really? You really do?
Amen.
Let me tell you how you can find out. Here it is. It's real deep. Do what He told you to do today. It's that simple. You say, well, you mean really, is it that? Oh, yeah, it's just that simple. If we want to know what God wants us to do tomorrow, we'll learn it if we obey what God wants us to do today.
Amen.
Amen. Listen, tomorrow's directions are dependent on today's obedience. Can I say that again? I told you this ain't shouting stuff. We've been in a shouting mood here the last little bit, but listen, this is important for our lives. Tomorrow's direction depends on today's obedience. We want God to give us more and more and more of what He wants us to do, but we haven't done what He's already told us to do.
Amen.
Amen. Brother Freddie, I think it was, maybe it was, somebody, may have been Brother Freddie. Somebody was preaching here a while back, and they said something about graduating and moving on and going forward, and said that you cannot go to the second grade till you finish the first grade. Was that you? Somebody. You can't go to the second grade till you finish the first grade. You can't go to the third grade till you finish the second grade. You can't go to the fourth grade till you finish the third. Are y'all getting the picture?
Yeah.
In other words, if you want God to use you in a greater way, you may have to go back and obey Him in that little thing He told you to do, but yet you still have not done that. Amen. There are some things concerning the will of God for our lives you don't have to pray about. It's amazing to me how a need will arise and people say, well, let me pray about it. Well, why don't you just do it? Why don't you just do it? It can't be wrong. If it's something God needs done and you've got the strength and the power to do it, ain't no need in praying about it. Just do it.
Yes, sir.
We okay right there?
Amen.
Amen. Brother Warren and Brother Robbie says we need a bus driver. Don't pray about it. Drive it.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. Sometimes I think we take this praying about it a little bit too serious. Don't get me wrong. We ought to pray seriously. We ought to pray that God would make us the best driver we could be.
Yeah.
But if there's the need and you have the ability, that sounds like a no-brainer to me.
Amen.
Amen. I don't think you got to pray about reading your Bible. Do you? I mean, is that something, Lord, would you have me to read your word today? Well, how stupid a prayer is that? God's liable to slap you right upside the head if you ask him that. You know he wants you to read your Bible. Amen. So when we don't, we're being what? Disobedient. But yet we want God to show us what he wants us to do tomorrow. Amen. By the way, it may be through this that he shows you.
Amen.
Somebody told me one time when I was real young that Bible, B-I-B-L-E, stood for basic instructions before leaving earth. That's pretty good, isn't it? Basic instructions before leaving earth. If we want to do, want to know what God wants us to do tomorrow, what God wants us to do to our life, maybe we ought to go to the instruction manual. Amen.
Yes,
amen. Well, I may pray tomorrow. I just don't know if it's God's will. I do. There's several things that we know it's God's will to do. Witnessing. Boy, how many of us fall short there? Handing out a gospel tract. Is that God's will?
Yes, sir.
Sure it is. Amen. If we want to know what God's will is tomorrow, let's just be obedient today. Let me make that statement again. Tomorrow's directions are dependent on today's obedience. Amen. Walk. How do I know the will of God? Just keep walking toward Him.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
How do I know the will of God for my life? Just keep walking in His direction. He'll show you.
Yes, sir.
Amen. He'll show you. God ain't never just let His children just wander aimlessly. He'll show you what He wants you to do.
Amen.
Amen. If you're serious.
Yes, sir.
If you're serious. If you're being obedient in the little things, He'll give you the bigger thing.
Yes, sir. That's right.
Amen. If you'll just be obedient in those small things, He'll give you something bigger to do. Somebody told me the other day, he said, "Preacher, I feel like I ought to be doing more. Help me pray what God would have me do." And I'm praying what God would have them do. I believe that certain individual's ready to go to work and do something for God. Amen. And I think it's good that our hearts are that way and we desire. You ever get that feeling in your heart, I'm not doing enough? Do you? I feel like I ought to be doing something else. I feel like there's something more that I ought to be doing. Well, how well are you doing what you're doing? How well are you doing what you're doing? Are you being totally obedient to that? Amen. If we want to know more of the will of God, let's just keep walking toward it. I told you three words. Walk. Just keep walking. And then look at this. Will. W-I-L-L. He said, then shall we know if we follow on to know the Lord. Listen, our will or our desire, must be set on doing God's will. Does that make sense? If we want to know the will of God, we've got to get our will straightened out.
Yeah.
You understand that? If we want to know the will of God for our lives, we've got to get our will straightened out. Did you know you have a will?
Yes.
Did you know that? Somebody said, if God made the Garden of Eden and He made it perfect, everything in it was perfect. Why did He put that tree in the garden? Any takers? Why did God put that temptation there for Adam and Eve? Why did He do it? He wanted them to love Him because they chose to. He wanted them to obey Him because they chose to. Amen. If we're going to get this thing of God's will going on in our life, we've got to bend our will to God's will. Listen, I'm a carnal human being just like you are. It ain't always my will to read the Bible. It ain't always my will to pray. But it's God's will, so I've got to change my will to match His will. And when I change my will to match His will, I find out more of His will.
What is will? What is his will? What does that word mean? It means what God wants or what God desires.
Yep.
Amen. What God wants for your life is God's will for your life. What God's will for your life is what God desires for your life. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
Amen. So we got to sometimes get our will straightened out. I wonder how many of us, if we'd be honest with ourselves, say, my will ain't right.
Yeah.
My will is not lining up with God's will.
Yes,
I used to say this all the time. I ain't said it in a while. I'll tell you how to get anything you want. Anything you want. How many are you interested? I can tell you how to get anything you want. Some of y'all scared to raise your hand. I can tell you how to get anything you want.
Yes, sir.
Just want what God wants. Change your wants and your desires to match His wants and His desire.
Amen.
Boom.
Yes, sir.
Amen. You get to where your desire is to bring boys and girls to church and let them hear about the Lord. And you say, God, that's what I want to do. And God says, that's just what I was thinking.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen.
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 Amen. We've got to get our walk right. Amen. Just keep walking on toward the Lord if you want to know God's will for your life. And if you want to know God's will for your life, you might ought to straighten out your own will.
Yes.
Amen. You might ought to straighten out your own will and have your desire set on God's will if we're going to know the will of God. Listen, desire will manifest itself in several ways. If you really desire to do the will of God for your life, let me tell you something, you'll be faithful. You'll be faithful. Let me say it again. You'll be faithful. Faithful what? When we say faithful, we think we just mean church attendance. There's more to faithfulness than coming to church.
Amen.
I can come to church and be unfaithful to God. Can't you? I've done it, hadn't you? Come on, talk to me now. Amen. Our desire, if our desire is the will of God, it will manifest itself in our faithfulness. It'll manifest itself in our tenderness. We won't sit with our arms crossed and a smirk on our face.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Let me go on. I told you I'd be done in 10 minutes. Three words. Walk, will, then the last one, word. Word. Then shall we know if we follow on to know the Lord. You cannot follow the Lord and ignore His word. You can't do it. You can't do it. They're one and the same. I got a little ahead of myself a while ago and mentioned that. But you can't know the will of God and go against the Word of God.
Yeah.
You understand that? There's nothing more important than knowing the will of God for your life than the Word of God. Amen? I know it wasn't a whole lot of message, but how about it tonight? How important is that book in your life?
Yeah.
Amen? Are you still walking on to know the Lord?
What does that mean?
What does that mean? Are you seeking Him daily in your life?
Yeah. Amen.
Do you want to know more about Him? He said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me.
Yes,
what have you learned about Him this week? I've learned a lot about the Lord through reading His Word.
Yeah.
I've learned a lot about the Lord and His character just through my prayer life and seeing Him work in my life.
Yes,
amen?
Amen.
Amen. Are you walking on toward Him? Or are you kind of walking away? Give us some thought. You said you want to know what God wanted you to do tomorrow.
Yes.
Did you do what He wanted you to do today?
Amen.
Amen. That's just a pretty good, simple question. It's just country boy theology right here.
Good,
amen. It's just common sense. If I want Him to show me what He wants tomorrow, I better do what He wanted me to do today.
Yes, sir.
Amen. And if I want Him to let me do some big things, I may better be obedient when it's just a little thing.
Yes,
sir. Amen. Amen. That nobody notices, that don't even carry a title, but they need to be done.
Yeah.
Amen. The will of God, or the walk. And then there's the will. Not God's will, but my will. Not God's will, but my will. If I want to know more of the will of God for my life, I've got to bend my will to His will. Amen.
Yes,
then there's the Word of God. Those three things are vitally important to us knowing the will of God for our life. Amen. Walk, keep walking toward Him. Will, fix yours. Fix yours. Look yourself in the mirror and say, self, you don't count. You don't even get a vote. You belong to Him. That's what He wants. That's what you want. Amen. And then number three, the Word of God. Nothing more important. In every endeavor I've took on for the Lord, I've always prayed and asked God to give me a verse. Don't you think that's wise?
Amen.
Amen. Brother Freddie, have you ever done that? Brother Charles, how about you? Ask God to give you some scripture, because I can get some harebrained ideas. You can say amen right there. That ain't even in the Bible. Amen. Just because I have a thought don't mean it's of God. So I want him to confirm that. How? Through his word. Amen. Let's stand our feet tonight. I'm not even going to give an altar call. We're going to get ready and baptize tonight. Hey, listen, I appreciate you being obedient tonight. I think about everybody in the church has been in the altar at least once tonight. Praise the Lord for that. Appreciate the tenderness. Amen.